This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The phrase of the day this Wednesday is caveat emptor, buyer beware, brought to us by the good people at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Because today the SEC voted to let regular investors, me, you, and pretty much anybody else, buy shares in startups long before they actually go public on the stock market. We could earn a big return if we back the right horse. An early chunk of Twitter would have been lovely, don't you think? But not every company is a Twitter now, is it? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith gets us going from New York.
When Allison Cave and Kevi Bluer needed to raise money for the bakery and cocktail bar they planned to open in Brooklyn, they used a popular new fundraising method.
We launched our Kickstarter campaign about 2 weeks ago.
Cave says they've raised $28,000 so far from hundreds of people.
As of now, and I check it like every 2 seconds, we're at 300 now, which is just incredible.
In return for a pledge, those 300 investors don't get shares, they get stuff. Tote bags, pastries, a free party. But some companies want to use this crowdfunding method to sell shares. Max Wolf is chief investment officer at ZT Wealth. He says there are strict rules about who can buy stock in private companies.
What we've historically said is you have to have the guidance and supervision of a professional, and you have to be a person of well above average means to participate in the opportunities here.
Typically, only investors with a net worth of more than $1 million could be venture capitalists. Wolf says that's made it hard for startups to get financing, and that's part of why companies have been pushing to relax the rules. Today, the SEC made it possible for the average investor to get in on the venture capital action using crowdfunding.
It democratizes the investment process, certainly.
Colin Bladen directs the Tuck Center for Private Equity and Entrepreneurship at Dartmouth. He says the number of startups that actually pay off for investors is tiny, and this could backfire.
Often these investors are less able to discern between good investment opportunities and bad.
Bladen says these investors won't get the same information they'd get from a company that had gone public and was selling shares on the stock market. So investing in them, even with a crowd, will be a lot riskier. But there is a limit to the losses nouveau venture capitalists will see. The law caps the amount that people can invest in these new companies. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.